Ash Luna here with Fourth Trimester Podcast. I'm in the studio alone today. Flowers took Solis to the park to blow off some steam. I wanted to offer a couple of notes before we launch into today's episode, some tour updates real quick off the bat, and then some notes on today's episode itself. We took a look at our tour schedule yesterday, now that we are almost officially halfway through 2019, and we noticed we had some holes on weekends that we would like to be busy, so we added some last-minute tour stops. Next weekend, June 23rd, we will be in Madison, Wisconsin, shooting at MAPS Base Camp. We are so grateful for their support. And then we added back a stop that we had to bump from the schedule in Davenport, Iowa, the weekend of July 7th. We're also hoping to add in a quick stop in Des Moines, Iowa, the day before on July 6th. So those are the big changes in our schedule. Those two cities have been added that weren't there before. You can take a look at registration for those and all of the other cities in our upcoming tour schedule on the website, fourthtribodies.com. We're also playing around with a new / old funding model for a couple of cities that y'all have been asking us to come to. We recently had to postpone our Anchorage, Alaska stop, and y'all have been asking us to come back to Boston forever. So we wanted to play around with returning to a funding model that we used to use. So for the past couple of years, if somebody wants to shoot with us, they go to our website, they purchase a shoot, they sign up as a participant, just as any of my regular photo clients would hire me. On top of that, we also offer financial scholarships and discounts and payment plans to folks. But as we continue to find ways to make the project more financially equitable to our participants and sustainable for ourselves, we wanted to resume funding the way that we used to do it. So back in the day when we first started, we would open funding and we would take donations for a particular city. Once we reached our goal, we would go there, we would shoot with whomever signed up, regardless of whether they made a donation or not, which really allowed us as a community to kind of share the load financially, come to your cities and make beautiful art and share stories together. So we're trying that again with Boston and Anchorage. You can find all of the details, how to make a pledge, how to spread the word, how to get us to your city, again, on the website, fourthtribodies.com. All that business out of the way, I wanted to chat a little bit about the format for today's episode. So our first four episodes were more topically based. We chose a topic that we wanted to talk about, that we wanted to educate ourselves about, and then share that information with you. But one of my motivating factors for starting a podcast under the Fourth Tri brand was to share our participants' stories with you in a new way. The first 4 years of this project, I sat down and interviewed them on video. So we got to know one another, they got to share their stories in this really safe and supportive space before we took their photos for the project. All of that video footage has just been sitting on my hard drives. I have 5 terabytes of video and audio footage that I have never shared, and I wanted to shake the dust off of that and make it public. So for the podcast, I'm going to be pulling the audio from those interviews and sharing them with you. We will be releasing the videos in their entirety on our Patreon to our members. So if you aren't a member there, go to our Patreon and join us. But you can get the audio interviews in all their glory here on the podcast. As we air these, most episodes will also feature a follow-up with our participant. You'll get to hear where they are now, how participating in the project has impacted their life, and we'll just get to chat anew. That said, today's episode that I'm sharing features a participant, Haley Holmberg, who shot with us in Chicago in October 2013. Haley's episode will not feature a follow-up because Haley has since passed away. That's all I'll say for now. I will let you hear Haley's beautiful story in her own words here. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I have one little girl. Her name is Peyton, and she's 8 years old. I'm 37 years old. My first pregnancy was wonderful. And when my daughter was 2 years old, I was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer called thymoma. Since then, I've been battling thymoma for 7 years. I've had 3 major thoracic surgeries, 1 minor surgery, and I've tried around 11 forms of chemotherapy. It's been a long journey for me. I've learned a lot of lessons along the way. I've learned a lot about nutrition. I've learned a lot about a mind-body connection, and I've learned a lot about changing your attitude along the way too, becoming more at peace with your journey, with what's happening in your life. Physically, my first surgery took a little over half of a lung. I'm left with about 1.5 lungs left. I lost my left diaphragm was paralyzed. The lining of my heart was replaced with Gore-Tex, and it left me pretty traumatized. My second surgery, I had an incision through my back. They removed my 4th rib on the left-hand side. They removed a tumor right next to my spinal column, which gave me Horner's syndrome, which means I don't sweat on the left-hand side of my body. My left eye is a little droopier than the other. The left pupil is permanently constricted. And I think it left me with a little bit of shoulder pain. My third major surgery is a large incision down my back. He removed 4.5 ribs off my left-hand side, which left me with scoliosis, paralyzed left abdominal muscles. And that's all I can think of right now. I've had a lot of side effects over the years. The chemotherapy, lots of just typical chemotherapy side effects, I guess. Damaged kidneys, maybe a damaged heart, damaged liver. But through it all, I guess I've still kept going. I'm still fighting. I still stay physical. I do a lot of yoga. I exercise a lot, and I just try to rebuild. Every time something takes me down, I try to rebuild a little bit more. I think my relationship with my daughter changed when I was first diagnosed. I was pretty relaxed with her, letting her be a free little toddler. And then when I got diagnosed, I realized that I was going to get sick really quickly, and I needed to get her potty trained. I needed to get her a little more disciplined. I needed to make sure that she was on a right path. So I changed my attitude towards her a little bit. I started to be a little bit more strict, started making sure she followed through with whatever I asked her to do. But for the most part, we just kept living a normal life, a natural life. So I think she's grown into a very precocious, intelligent, thoughtful, helpful, super, super kid. She's really turned out to be she just seems to be on a little bit of a higher plane than other kids her age. I cherish every day I hang out with her. I spend almost all my time with her. When she's not in school, she's usually with me. So it's just been great. I love being here for her. And she's the reason I'm here. She's the reason why I keep going. I chose to be part of this project because I really admire what you're doing. And I think that all women are beautiful in every shape, size, and form, no matter whether they hit the gym or whether they have too busy of lives and eat junk food all day. I just think that we should enjoy skin the way it's meant to be enjoyed in all kinds of different aspects or ways of looking at it, you know? And I especially like my body. That's one of the things I learned, is that even with all the scars, even with the scoliosis, even with everything, I kind of like it. I like the way my body looks, even now. So that's why I wanted to do the project. I wanted to photograph it in all of its glory.
After a heroic battle with cancer, Haley passed away January 14th, 2015 in Colorado Springs with her loving family at her side. Haley is survived by her daughter Peyton, her sister Heidi, who's also a participant in this project, and so many other beautiful friends and family members who got to witness her beauty and her power every day. Meeting Haley was an honor for us, and I remember her photo shoot so well. The ease with which she existed within her body, that from the outside, you know, we hear her story and would think that that would be a relationship fraught and difficult, but she was at ease. She just exuded this strength and this power. I really think that that comes across in her photograph, as well as the words that she shared. So you can see her bio in its entirety, along with her original photograph, on our website. I'll share the link to that in the show notes here. I really hope you enjoyed Haley's story. It was amazing for me to be able to revisit her video and sit with her words again. We hope to share these participant vignettes every 4 or 5 episodes or so, including a follow-up interview to catch up with them whenever we can, so keep an eye out for those. Thanks for joining us today. As always, I hope you came for the pretty pictures and stay for the movement. Until next time, be well.